Two cannabis supporters are suing the Matanuska Susitna Borough. They're trying to overturn a ballot initiative banning commercial marijuana. The complaint wants the courts to force the borough to take the initiative off the October ballot, but as Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, the outcome of the case could have far-reaching consequences.
The lawsuit, filed Tuesday in State Superior Court in Palmer, comes just a month before the Matsu Borough election. The legal action alleges the borough's ballot initiative banning commercial marijuana grow and retail operations throughout the borough is invalid because it violates state statutes requiring Planning Commission review of land use ordinances. Rhonda Marcy sits on the borough's Marijuana Advisory Committee and filed the suit with Thomas Hannon. They're also suing former borough mayor Larry DeVilbiss and 15 of the petitioners who sponsored the initiative. Marcy alleges the sponsors began collecting petition signatures prematurely.
They were started before the law allowed them to do so.
And she says the initiative wording is confusing because the initiative asks voters to make the marijuana industry illegal but allow the hemp industry to continue. She says it presents two questions in one initiative, which violates state law.
If the cannabis community is being brought in to follow the laws, then the other communities, like local governments, should also follow the laws.
Borough attorney Nick Spiropoulos says the suit caught the borough by surprise. He says he's still evaluating it.
From my perspective, most of it focuses on the claim that this is a planning law, and there are prior cases out there that say you cannot do planning laws by initiative. And so what they're saying is this is a planning law. They quote all the prior cases that say you can't do planning law by initiative and then ask for the relief.
Spiropoulos says the plaintiffs have asked the courts for expedited consideration and for injunctive relief to take the question off the ballot or to have the ballots not counted if they are voted on or to have the law not take effect if it passes.
The borough's response will be that we did not act illegally. Beyond that, I can't really say.
If the plaintiffs win their case, the outcome would have implications for other local government cannabis ordinances. Within the borough limits, the cities of Palmer and Houston have both established commercial marijuana regulations through voter initiative rather than through planning and zoning power. I'm Ellen Lockyer.